Mental health and addictions experts are slamming the federal government's decision to shut down an online service where people could find free counseling and peer support over the last 4 years. Health Canada announced in February that it would stop funding the Wellness Together Canada website and Pocket Well app on April 3. Despite a public plea from an alliance of 18 mental health and addictions organizations for the government to reconsider, the service ends at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Daylight Saving Time Wednesday. We know that tens and thousands, if not millions, of Canadians are in need of mental health and substance use health support. And that has only worsened as a result of the pandemic, said Sarah Kennell, National Director of Public Policy for the Canadian Mental Health Association, which is one of the alliance members, in an interview. Economic insecurity and anxiety about issues like climate change are also drivers of mental distress, and people need free access to help more than ever, Kennell said. Cost is one of the primary barriers that people cite when explaining why they can't get the care that they need, she said. Counseling, psychotherapy, and addictions treatment are usually private, meaning that people must pay out of pocket or have private insurance, which often covers only a limited amount of care, she said. That's where Wellness Together really filled the gap. It's free. It's available 24/7 to anyone in the country who's looking for help, Kennell said. Health Canada launched the program on April 15, 2020 in response to the toll the COVID-19 pandemic was taking on people's mental health. The website and app connected people to peer support workers, social workers, psychologists, and other professionals for virtual care, chat sessions, and phone calls. It also provided information and resources about mental health and substance use. Several mental health agencies, including Kids Help Phone, Homewood Health, and Stepped Care Solutions, were contracted by the government through Wellness Together Canada to provide that counseling and support. But now that the emergency part of the pandemic is over, it's time for that extraordinary measure to come to an end and for the provinces and territories to take over, the office of Yara Sachs, Minister of Mental Health and Addictions, said in an emailed statement on Tuesday. Provinces and territories are best placed to support the mental health and substance use needs of their communities by integrating these services into their whole system of care, the statement said, noting that mental health is one of the shared priorities in recent bilateral funding agreements. But there's been no evidence that the provinces and territories are taking action to replace the free and accessible services the program provided, said Anthony Esposti, CEO of CAPSA, an organization that addresses stigma around substance use disorders, provides peer support, and is another member of the alliance. Oftentimes the mental health and substance use health dollars that get transferred to the provinces get absorbed into the physical health system, Esposti said. 7 sessions instead of 12. CAPSA was able to increase its online group support sessions from 2 to 12 a week through Wellness Together Canada funding, he said. I've received numerous letters from people who use the service, saying that, you know, taking this away is more than unfortunate. It's dangerous, Esposti said. Since February, when CAPSA learned the Wellness Together program was ending, the organization has been scrambling to find other funding sources. Although they won't be able to keep 12 sessions a week going, they will be able to manage 7, he said. In addition to the funding component, Wellness Together Canada provided a one-stop shop where people needing mental health support could turn no matter where in Canada they live, Esposti said. That's very valuable for people in distress trying to navigate what is otherwise a very confusing and fractured system, he said. More than 4 million people have used Wellness Together since it launched, according to information posted on the site. The loss of the site is deeply concerning, said New Democrat MP Gord Johns in an email to the Canadian Press on Wednesday. Canadians need more mental health support, not less, and the Liberals need to tell people what no-cost and accessible mental health supports will replace Pocket Well and Wellness Together, said Johns, who is the NDP's mental health and harm reduction critic. Anyone who visits the Wellness Together Canada webpage after it has shut down We'll find links to key mental health resources that had been accessed via the WTC portal, such as Kids Help Phone, which will continue to be available, the statement from the Mental Health and Addictions Minister said. Canadians will be able to access other key information on mental health resources, supports and services, including those available in their home province or territory, at www.canada.ca/mental-health, the statement said. But that site requires users to go through multiple steps in their search. A barrier, Kennel says, is unacceptable. I think, frankly, it's shameful that we would direct people to canada.ca/mental-health. I think that's woefully inadequate, she said. Telling them to go to a government website where they then have to dig down 3 or 4 layers to maybe find something that might be free, I think is just a demonstration that we're not doing enough to meet the need, Kennel said. We're really failing Canadians. Where to get help? If you or someone you know is thinking about suicide, call or text 988. Help is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Kids Help Phone continues to provide free support and resources 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Phone 1-800-668-6868. Children and youth can text 686868 and adults can text 741741. The Hope for Wellness Helpline is available for First Nations, Inuit and Métis people 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 1-855-242-3310 or online chat at hopeforwellness.ca. The Canadian Mental Health Association offers a free coaching program called Bounce Back to help youth and adults 15 years of age and older manage low mood, mild to moderate depression, anxiety, stress or worry. Visit cmha.ca/bounce-back/. More places to get help are listed at www.canada.ca/mental-health. By Nicole Ireland, The Canadian Press.